Uruguay has become the first nation to legalize the cultivation, sale, and use of marijuana. The new law, advocated by Uruguayan President José Mujica, is being closely watched by drug reformers around the world and drug-producing countries like Colombia and Mexico. The broad legalization initiative is expected to save Uruguay over $80 million a year in fighting the war on drugs. The move by the small South American nation comes as two American states, Colorado and Washington State, have legalized recreational and medical use of marijuana. Immediately after the bill was enacted, the UN-based International Narcotics Control Board declared that the Uruguayan law violated the 1961 Convention of Narcotic Drugs, of which Uruguay is a signatory. The new law allows an individual to grow up to 6 cannabis plants at home, join a membership-based marijuana club, or purchase up to 40 grams for personal use. Uruguayan legislator Sebastian Sabini observed, "Regulation offers more advantages than a ban. When you regulate an activity, you can potentially eliminate black markets and generate taxes that in return can be invested in education, information, and public health programs." After retiring from the U.S. military, James Comiskey was looking for a new start. The veteran visited a friend in Medellin, Colombia, and decided to move to South America. Today, Comiskey lives in a wealthy section of Medellin, the former base of cocaine kingpin Pablo Escobar. He's married a Colombian woman and started a coffee export business. Comiskey is only one of a growing number of U.S. retirees moving to Central and South America, seeking an improved and affordable standard of living south of the border. Kathleen Petticord, founder of the Living and Investing Overseas Publishing Group, told the Christian Science Monitor, "A lot of people are saying, I'm tired of worrying about my retirement years, so they are beginning to ask questions and search out great deals. One of the major draws for American retirees is the lower cost of health care in Latin America, where good quality medical care often costs only a fraction of what's charged in the U.S. The website TaskRabbit.com promotes itself as an online meeting place for customers looking for someone to do odd jobs. People hire others they meet on the website to clean out garages, paint apartments, or buy groceries. The San Francisco-based web company has raised over $48 million from venture capitalists and charges a 20% commission on top of what customers pay to workers. The fee covers background checks of TaskRabbit employees and provides a digital platform where TaskRabbits compete against each other to offer the lowest bids for prospective jobs. According to the American Prospect magazine, TaskRabbit is the new face of the expanding temporary and contract labor market, where workers continue to lose bargaining power and see their wages decline. With the weakening of labor unions and the rise of contract employment, UCLA labor expert Catherine Stone envisions the demise of what she calls the standard contract of employment, ushering in a grim era of eroding job protections and growing inequality. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Leslie Rudden.